like I'm in the dirt, digging up old hurt. Tried everything to get my mind off you, it won't work. All it takes is one song on the radio, you're right back on it, reminding me all over again how you fucking just brushed me off and left me so burnt. Spent a lot of time trying to soul search. Maybe I needed to grow up a little first. Well, looks like I hit a growth spurt. But I'm coming for closure. Don't suppose an explanation I'm owed for the way that you turned your back on me just when I may have needed you most. Oh, you thought it was over. You could just close the chapter and go about your life like it was nothing. You ruined mine, but you seem to be doing fine. Well, I've never recovered, but tonight betcha that what you're about to go through's tougher than any.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spitballing with JT, episode 13. Unlucky 13, or lucky 13 if you're Asian. So today's guest is a super sexy, naughty MILF. She's the hottest and newest Polish sensation, Nina Bajaji, adult entertainment model and cam girl. She's a nominee for AVM Favorite Webcam Model and for Miss Rated X 2014. And she's going to reveal to us how much success she's had in the adult world and this short little time that we have. And she's also a huge Death Squad fan. This is going to be a Death Squad dedicated fan cast completely about the adult world and things that interest our Polish model. And here she is. And everybody, let's meet Nina.
Hi, and it's Nina Bajaji.
Bajaji. I did my best. I am Italian, so I try my best to pronounce them.
So, I'm not Italian either, so it's just Bajaji. It kind of rolls off your tongue.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that everything we got is in the shot. And if anybody watching, give us a shout out. My Twitter feed is on. And first of all, how long have you been a model for?
Not really that long. It's been about a year. So, I guess I'm pretty new to the adult business.
Well, within a year and to already have AVN nominations, that's pretty quite...
I know, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
I was shocked the first time. It started with the Sex Awards in October, and I had no idea. I was doing one of my cam shows, and someone in the room was like, "Hey, Nina, you're awesome. I voted for you." And I'm like, "Voted for me?" It's like, "Yeah, Sex Awards, you know," and he like, send me the link, and I check it out. I'm like, holy shit, I couldn't believe it that I was nominated, and it was pretty cool. And now this, the AVN Awards, was another thing. I was going to one of my races, and one of the Twitter followers posted the link. I was like, oh my god, AVN! I was like, super excited. So yeah, I mean, I'm very happy about it.
So
very happy, very surprised.
When you say races, you do a little extracurriculars, I could say.
Yes.
Besides adult work. So I know there's a few things we can touch on and a few things we can't. Let's get that out of the way. You're into BMX cross?
BMX racing, yeah. So I don't really do the tricks, the jumping, but I do the racing part over the track. So
see, you don't find very many women willing to put their bodies on the line in an extreme sport like BMX racing. So for that, and to be such a pretty girl, and on top of that being a model, if you scrape yourself up during a race, that might not be good for the photo shoot you got coming up in another week or so or something. You know what I mean? That's got to be a touchy subject.
We have Photoshop. But yes, my husband is very, he always tells me, keep that bike low, don't jump too high, you know, be careful not fall down. Because yeah, that's the main concern, that, you know, even, I don't break anything, even just scraping will affect the career. I did hurt my back not too long ago. I was out for a week. I felt like an old lady. I had to put icy hot and smear, and I was just like, oh. And you know, it made it hard camming, because when I do my shows, a lot of it's just like, you know, spread and everything. So it's a lot of that core workout, and with sore back, it was challenging.
No doubt. I know how it is with back injuries, especially. I was in a car accident, so I know exactly how you feel, and having that bulged discs, that's a bitch. And
yeah.
So You said you have a husband, so you're married. How does being married and being a webcam model, how does that work? And does he have any rules or restrictions, or is it anything goes as long as he gets to watch type of thing?
But believe it or not, it was his idea. It started, like, it came out from him. Like, I didn't even know there was such thing as camgirl, to be honest.
Wow.
I've never seen anything. I've watched RedTube, and I've watched porn before.
Yes.
But I've never seen, like, those live chats. And one night we were we were fooling around, and he was just like, "Let's try something new tonight." I'm like, "Okay," and it was chat roulette or something like that. One of those websites that you can put your cam on and you see people on the other side and just click, and you know they do naughty things or just share with you. And so he's like flipping. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, look at these people! Like I see all these dudes jerking off." And I'm like, "Well, people really do that?" And then we get to this chick from Norway, I think, or somewhere. And she's naked. She's playing with herself. It's like, "Guys,
wow.
You know, how are you? You know, can you show me your boobs? Can you kiss his cock or take it out?" And I'm like, "Okay." And I, you know, it was coming from the girl. So it was a little different. And you know, saying it now, it sounds so funny because I remember just feeling so timid and so shy and shocked. I was like, "Holy shit, what's happening here?" But I ended up, that was my virginity. I basically sucked him, and she
popped your cherry that night.
Herself got off. I was like, "Okay, thanks." Boom. And she turned off her cam. I was like, "Oh my god, what just happened?" And
I wonder if that girl is a fan of yours now.
Yeah,
I wonder if she's
God,
a fan.
She only knew she started. She created a monster.
Yeah. So we
so that
owe
was
this.
It. And you know, at the beginning, we kind of, even though we were married, I was pretending to be single because I didn't know how that's going to affect. Like, you know, these guys have the fantasy and maybe they don't want to, you know, driven by a girl that's already taken.
Yeah.
But so I said, "Oh, he was playing my roommate," and even though my husband, I was like, "Oh, that's my roommate, and we have occasional sex." But it was very conflicting, and I didn't feel right. You know, and it's like I hate lying, and it just always made me nervous, and especially when I was on camera. She's like, "You know, what if I'm gonna say something wrong? If I'm gonna start asking a question, I'm gonna get all confuse myself and." It bothered me, and I finally came out. I was like, "Fuck it, you know, if people like me, you know, for who I am, I'm gonna mind."
Exactly.
You know? If they don't, then they don't. So I don't know, like, how that affected my fan base, if I lost any, but I'm so much happier now. I'm confident. Like, you know, this is my husband. He supports me 100%. He loves watching. If he's not home, he watches me on his phone, and actually he does travel for work, so that helps tremendously with our relationship, that he gets to see me and, you know, he jerks off to me and then sends me pictures. I give my husband tributes, so it's really cool.
That's
got
to be a really interesting aspect. That has to be a truly interesting aspect, especially from his point of view. And I'd really love to hear from your husband one day on how this first occasion of popping your webcam cherry with this unknown woman from Norway, and that yes, she has created a monster. In fact, a Polish, and that Polish monster is taking over the AVNs and the Miss Rated X competition, I hear. So
yes, that's another thing. It's a energy drink that claims to give you more than wings.
Yeah.
So they're just like punching Red Bull in the face, and. Last year was Kendra Lust was the girl on the can, and this year I am one of the 10 finalists, and people can vote till January 1st, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And we will have those links for you guys and the people watching and listening on iTunes. I'll have the links in the descriptions for this video and for the description in iTunes and on Podomatic. So you guys can get it through that and vote for the Polish sensation, Nina.
Sensation.
Yes. So, is there anything that's really got your eye lately in the news that's been going on?
In the news? I was just watching the other day about the Miley Cyrus and her music performance. On the stage, did you see that? She had this big kitty.
Yeah, well, she went to Amsterdam and with the VMAs, and she lit a spliff
she was
on stage.
Burning. I saw that. I think they deleted the picture, but you could see it. On some sides that she was.
And I believe she just turned 21, and there's pictures all over TMZ of her 21st birthday party of her drinking. And she had a lot of the things from, she had her own Lorax and shit. It was just bizarre.
What is a Lorax?
I don't even know what a Lorax is. I guess it's something that Disney created and Miley took over. But it's just, she's doing what she wants to do. And for the people who are hating on her for, saying that she has chicken cutlets for ass cheeks and shit like that because of the way that the whatever she was wearing, the PVC outfit, it didn't do, it wasn't flattering for her, but she sent a picture out the next day.
That could have moved. I'm sure, it didn't look. It wasn't supposed to look like that. But
and that's a perfect segue to talk about dance with you, because we hear you're really passionate about dance, and so tell us a little bit about your dancing.
I love to dance, and almost my whole life I've been dancing, and not necessarily professionally, but I did perform for the public and when I was younger, and it's just always been a part of my life. I love it for a workout. It just makes me happy, and one of my professional goals is to be a feature dancer in the clubs and
with this AVN nomination, you'll definitely be feature dancing shortly at those Las Vegas clubs.
I would love to. And another thing is, Bass Nectar is one of my favorite artists, and I'm going to his concert. He'll be in Virginia towards the end of the year. It's almost like a New Year's Eve, but not quite. So I'll be there for two nights. I would love to dancing at his show. It's not this one, the future ones. This is
well, what about the Naughty show? Would you ever do that?
For Bass Nectar?
No, for Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli is a Death Squad member, and he does the Naughty Show.
Oh, the
podcast.
Naughty Show, like the Ding Dong Show and all this?
Yeah, the Naughty Show, but what he does is he combines a feature dancer or porn star that he'll have with him, and he'll do his act, and it'll just be, they'll do it, they've done it at the Viper Room in LA and stuff like that, where a place like that is set up for a show like that.
That's
so
really cool.
You should really get in touch with them, because I guarantee that you could get on their podcast, and they'd be interested in what you have to say, because I know you're a huge fan of Joe Rogan, so you've probably seen Sam Tripoli before. Because Sam's
I've heard him on the podcast, but Joe Rogan, you met him.
Yes, I met him. So did you.
Yes, when I went to the Sex Awards, it just happened that the weekend before that he was performing in Ontario, and both me and my husband are huge fans, so we're like, we have to go see him. So I got the tickets, and we went. It was a great show. And Tony Hinchcliffe was before him, and I've noticed he follows you on Twitter.
He is my favorite comedian right now, Tony Hinchcliffe. He said he's going to do the podcast one day, and hopefully that's awesome. When I'm in Los Angeles in December, and going to try and get Don Barris and the cast of the Ding Dong Show on the podcast as well, and a whole bunch of Death Squad-related podcasts while I'm down there. Because, I mean, even fan of Red Band stand-up. Red Band stand-up is a little for... It's not for the faint of heart, I'd say.
I've never seen him, no. But Tony was so funny. And he's really cute. And he's like... He looks so young. And he was even joking how people think that he's gay, especially that he lives in a gay part
in West Hollywood, yeah.
And, you know, they say hello to all the fans after the show. And so he was standing... outside the club, and like I was so fucked up at that show, it's so high, and you know, I just like had a picture of Joe Rogan, and then I see Tony, I was like, oh Tony, he's like, you are so cute, and I went to him and I pinched his cheek and I'm like, oh my god, you're probably like an old lady or something, but he was literally like this kissable thing, like I just wanted to hug him and like pinch his cheeks. He was so cute. And
speaking
of
Tony, I just got to see Tony again and hang out with him again at the Dark Comedy Fest, and I want to give a shout out to the guys who put that together, and it was an awesome festival. First time I've been to it. Got to see Dave Attell, got to see a ton of great comedians, got to see the local stand-ups here in Toronto, so that was really exciting. And then Tony Hinchcliffe did the roast of the Iron Sheik from WWE Wrestling back in the day.
I saw his vine about it. I didn't get what was with the Sheik, but yeah, he's doing the vine. Like, I'm going to tell you! And then there was the Sheik.
Yeah.
Couldn't say his name quite right. It was funny.
Yes, it's
that makes sense.
It was very, very interesting. I didn't get to stick around for the roast. I had something that I had to take care of, a family emergency popped up, but we were there for the podcast with him and the Iron Sheik, and that was quite interesting. It was done in the Underground Comedy Club here in Toronto, and this is a club where you can smoke inside the club, like, but no tobacco smoke whatsoever. They don't let you smoke cigarettes, nothing, but...
But you
could smoke.
Nice.
So,
that's nice.
And it's...
It's that, though. How do they call those clubs? Like the... you don't talk about it.
It's kind of like a members-only type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
That's pretty cool.
It's a cool setup. Shout out to Puff Mama on Twitter. She runs the joint. She's an awesome lady. And she's gonna help me get some stage time for my open comedy.
That's
or
awesome.
Open mic comedy that I'm trying to get into. So let's hear more about you.
Good
though.
That, yeah.
So you're a pretty big comedy fan, I guess, if you are willing to fly out and see Rogan.
Yes, no, like I've seen him, well, we've seen the recorded show from the Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first stand-up I saw. Like, I knew he was on TV. I knew he had his podcast. But I've never really heard his stand-up until when we saw it. He was hilarious. He's just, this guy has this amazing energy about him. And it's just, he speaks with purpose. It's just, you know, he's like this bear man. He engages you so much, like you cannot not listen to him, but he's not obtrusive, you know, and I love him. Ever since I saw that stand-up, I was like, I want to see him live. So when we're in California, it was so funny. I was so happy and looking forward to meet him up.
Somebody who
No, I wanted to write him a letter. It's like, you know, I'm such a big fan of your show. I'd love to be on your podcast sometime. Because you know, he has very diverse guests on his on his show.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to be. You know, he. I love it when he has people that talk about their ayahuasca experiences, and I'm like, I could totally, you know, fit into that.
Yes,
that you invite and talk about that sort of stuff. And I know Redmond gets a lot of camgirls.
Yeah, well,
he
does a few other podcasts with Ryan. He does a podcast with Ryan Keeley and a podcast with Dana D'Armon. So he has two women in the industry, and they bring a lot of the cam girls on because these cam girls are going into the industry too. And from Twitter, a Twitter fan, actually had a question, and the Twitter handle was Crazy Nina, and said, please ask if she is ever gonna do a blow or blow or fuck a fan.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'd never do that. It's just I'm all about fantasy and acting the fantasies online and in the custom videos. But, you know, my relationship with my husband is like really solid. And we agreed both that we would not.
Yeah.
Do anything like that.
I don't even know why that person would think that would be even possible. But they also asked about the blow bang, because the after pick was awesome. I guess you did a blow bang video.
Blow bang video. That was the very famous picture of me covered in cum. And it was just like, you know, Nina Biagi after the blow bang. So it's on the internet. It's on the Twitter. It seems to get one of the most hits. So
So that's what that's all about. Because I had no idea what these people were talking about when they were asking me to ask about this stuff. So I'm just like, I'll ask, but I don't know what kind of answer I'm gonna get.
I have a question for you.
What's that?
Because the whole Death Squad, I was wondering, like, because I know Brian has all these different podcasts, and how do you become part of the Death Squad? Part of the Death Squad?
I'm not officially a Death Squad. I've never been on an official sanctioned Death Squad podcast.
Okay.
I'm just a diehard fan who started my own podcast in honor of Joe and Red Band. And I try to approach this with funniness and seriousness, depending on what topics we're going on. Like something like this, I'm not going to be super serious about it, because this is a fun interview. This isn't meant to be world-changing or something like that. But I've done one with a guest by the name of Cauldrick Mulrooney, I believe. And that was a 16-year-old kid. When he was 16, he was a crack dealer, and somebody moved into his territory, and his higher-ups handed him a gun and said, take care of it. And that, and at that point, he said,
I don't have one. My mother reproduced like the Komodo dragon, and having on the back of a motorcycle, then crashed in the side of a locomotive with rat on local. It's like canning a psycho, a loaded handgun. Michelangelo with a paint gun in a tantrum, about to explode all over the canvas. Back with the Yoda of rap and a spasm. Your music usually has them, but rain for the game, your enthusiasm it has them. Follow your must, removing my little Padawan. Jedi in training, colossal braining, thoughts are entertaining, but docile and impossible to explaining. I'm also vain and probably find a way to complain about a Picasso painting. Puke Skywalker, but sound like Chewbacca when I talk, full of such blind rage, I need to see an eye dog. Can't even find the page I was writing this rhyme on. Oh, it's on the rampage. Couldn't see what I wrote, I write small. It says, ever since I drove a 79 Lincoln with white walls, had a fire in my heart, and a dire desire to aspire to die hard. So as long as I'm on the clock, punching this time card, hip-hop ain't dying on my clock.
Sometimes sleeping. She comes to me in my dreams. Is she taken? She taken? Is she mine? Don't got her, okay, don't have two shits to give. Let me take you by the hand to promised land and threaten everyone. There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
But I wonder,
is he rich like me? Yeah. Does it take us any time?
Show
you what you need to live.
No! If he had, he wouldn't have ended up in these rhymes on my pad. I wouldn't be so mad, my attitude wouldn't be so bad. Yeah, Dad, I'm the epitome and the prime example of what happens when the power of the rhyme falls into the wrong hands and makes you wanna get up and start dancing. Even if it is Charles Manson, just happens to be rapping, blue lights flashing, laughing all the way to the bank, lamping in my Kmart mansion. I'm in the style department with a pile in my cart, ripping the aisle apart. With great power comes absolutely no responsibility for content. Completely despondent and condescending, the king of nonsense and controversy is on a beat killing spree, your honor. I must plead guilty cause I sparked a revolution. Rebel without a cause who caused the evolution of rap to take it to the next level, boosted. But several rebuked it and whoever produced it. That mean it belongs to me, cause I just happen to be a white honky devil with two horns that don't honk. But every time I speak, you hear a beep. But lyrically, I never hear a peep, not even a whisper. Rappers better stay clear of me, bitch, cause it's the
time of the season. When hate runs high, and this time, we'll give it to you easy.
When I
take back what's mine with pleasure hands. And torture everyone, that is my plan. My job here isn't done. There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
So
what's your name?
Shady.
What's your daddy?
I don't give a fuck. But I wonder,
is he rich like me?
Doubt it.
Does it take us any time?
Yeah, Dad, let's walk. Let's have us a father and son talk. But I bet we wouldn't probably get one block without me knocking your block off. This is all your fault. Maybe that's why I'm so bananas. I appeal to all those walks alike. Whoever had strife, maybe that's what dad and son talks alike. Cause I related to the struggles of young America when their fucking parents were unaware of the troubles. Now they're ripping out their fucking hair again. It's a stare ruckle. I chuckle cause everybody bloodies their bare knuckles. Yeah, uh-oh, better beware, knuckleheads. The sign on my hustle says don't knock. The door's broken, it won't lock. It might just fly open, get cold cocked. You critics come to pay me a visit. Misery loves company, please stay a minute. Kryptonite to a hypocrite, zip your lip if you dish it but can't take it. Too busy getting stoned in your glass house to kick rocks, then you wonder why I lash out. Mr. Mathers as advertised on the flyers.
Spitballing with JT, and I hope everything goes well, and peace out.
Niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, Brad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Ducting, winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
I know you're tired of loving, with nobody to love. Nobody,
honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint a thousand pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam. I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunk on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. Hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. Hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long adverses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Bam.